This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed.
Forget all the misinformation.
Because this is the Blunt Object.
Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself.
This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number three. Live tonight. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
That's one of the beauty. That's one of the biggest things of beauty for me, because I'll take that from a great sponsor and I will use it on the DTWS rifle from a great sponsor, and it will be a great thing. Check them out at froglube.com. They're gearing up now. Mayors and police in New York and California are gearing up, because they're going to organize against making concealed carry permits in one state valid in all states. They're calling this, and this is old news from us, they're calling it the Constitutional Concealed Carry Reciprocity Acts of 2017. And this would allow individuals with concealed carry privileges in their state of residence to exercise those rights in any other state while abiding by that state's laws. It would thus function as a driver's license where out-of-state operators can get behind the wheel in any state, though they must adhere to designated speed limits and signs of that jurisdiction, including obeying gun-free zones. Currently, today, there's more than 16 million known concealed carry permittees in the U.S. That's a figure that soared 256% during the Obama administration. Some 6.53% of Americans have permits, and outside of California and New York, that becomes 8% of the population has a permit. California, which has 40 million people, has 70,000 permits. So widespread in California, isn't it? Yeah. The caveat is that all states have some sort of concealed carry eligibility. 12 states have now what they refer to as either permitless carry or constitutional carry. The remaining 38 are either shall issue or may issue. Trump supports the bill. The House can pass the bill. The Senate may be the issue, but McConnell surprised me once. He could do it again. The backers of the bill are confident that it will move through, despite some very vocal opposition. But Richard Hudson, the guy in the House who introduced it, since introducing this common sense bill, I've received an incredible amount of support from folks across the country. He currently has 207 co-sponsors from both sides of the aisle. I expect the Judiciary Committee to take it up when the House comes back into session in September. We are primed to make national concealed carry reciprocity for law-abiding citizens a reality. That sounds so beautiful to me. Law-abiding citizens, doesn't it? It doesn't sound good to certain people, though. The California Police Chiefs Association, which represents municipal police chiefs and their agencies in-state with a membership that oversees public safety for more than 26 million Californians, they adamantly oppose the bill. Edward Medrano, the association's president, this past July, said the bill would erode local control of issuing concealed carry permits, as the arbitrariness of the issuing authority rules would reduce the requirements for concealed carry to the lowest common denominator, being freedom, I guess. Further, the lack of a national database for concealed carry permits makes it functionally impossible for a law enforcement officer in the field to determine the legal compliance of an individual carrying a concealed firearm. That sounds a little hokey to me, Mr. President. It does. Similar sentiments have come from the U.S. Conference of Mayors, the official nonpartisan organization of cities with populations of 30,000 or more, represented by its chief elected official, the mayor. At their annual meeting in late June, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, prior to going to Germany to protest Trump, and Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel led the passing of a sweeping resolution that calls on Congress to repeal the dangerous legislation that would essentially force the localities to give full faith and credit to permits that are issued on less rigorous grounds and remove local government's ability to maintain sensible gun standards. Well, you know, let's look at Chicago. In Chicago, you got to go qualify on a range, but there's no ranges in Chicago. And you got to buy it at a gun shop, but there's no gun shops in Chicago. So they effectively, for the urban dwellers that are sitting there that don't own a car, because a lot of urban dwellers don't own a car, they've effectively banned the process from them, unless they want to take a train somewhere and I guess go get one. Other officials against the bill, including New York District Attorney Cy Vance. He's the one that compared this, saying ISIS will like this. Despite their concerns and their mouths, the bill has some powerful support. NRA has maintained that the weak argument to the legislation from the gun control groups fails to acknowledge that criminals who carry unlawfully with evil intent haven't got a standard to carry by or to follow any laws. And this is one, you know, this is for the many law-abiding and self-regulating Americans who have proven themselves to behave responsibly. Gary Byrne, a retired Secret Service officer, concurred that law enforcement leaders and lawmakers need to recognize this is an American right. He said, "I will always remember the two times I was in serious danger of being mugged. I was on my way to work as a Secret Service officer at the White House while I was in civilian clothes. As soon as I drew my firearm in defense of my life against the armed robbers, they turned tail." Some also argue that a national concealed handgun carry policy is reasonable given the threat of terrorism. Dennis Santiago, a California-based analyst and firearms instructor, said national reciprocity arguably makes the entire United States a harder target and therefore a more credible deterrent. They can moan and cry all they like. I fully expect they will if McConnell gives in to my secret wishes, if I mind meld with him enough to where he does it, and he just goes with 51 votes, I think he'll get Manchin. He'll definitely get Manchin on the Democratic side. And if he can just hold the Republicans together, get it with 51 votes and pass it. And then let's watch. It will be like when Chuck Schumer gets on television. It'll be like that scene in Scanners. My favorite. There's this one scene at the opening of Scanners where this Michael Ironside, who's one of the scanners, he's on there and he scans one of the guys who's a patsy, and his head pops. And that will be Chucky Schumer. Pelosi will just be looking around, looking all confused. That'll be that, and as far as all that goes, I look forward to the absolute crazed hand-wringing and gnashing of the teeth as the snowflakes finally understand that the law-abiding don't need safe spaces. That will be an important object lesson for them to drink in, I think, anyway. I mean, I don't know because I haven't been on I was on a college campus today, but I don't see a whole lot of the snowflakiness on the one I go to. And I'm just riding a bike, so I'm not paying attention to what they say. I'm just making sure they dodge me as I'm coming flying by. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to MyLucidGear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Frog Lube is both a... It is a lubricant, it's a solvent, and it's a treatment. And the end result is a beautiful thing. Check them out at froglube.com. All right, in the chat room, Bill, the other night you had on Bob Boyle, and you lost his signal. I didn't actually lose his signal. You lost my signal. You were just getting ready to say what plans NRA Carrier Guard had for second call membership. Bob came back on, and you were not able to finish your thoughts. As a patron life member, I have been super disappointed the way NRA has done this, and they continue to disappoint. Okay. What they originally were going to do was they were going to absorb the Second Call Defense membership, and they have managed to keep that to where Second Call Defense remains intact and the members maintain the plan they have. Because if they had absorbed the Second Call membership, and this is one thing that I was very concerned about, for during their time as a sponsor of mine, whenever I advocated for them, and those of you that would go and sign up with them, you were listening to me. And if you had been absorbed by NRA Carry Guard, you would have a completely different plan than the one you signed up for. So I'm glad that worked out the way it did work out. The problem I had with that whole thing is that the NRA never had to do any of that. This is being, a lot of people are calling this the unforced error. And it is unforced because they are the NRA. If the NRA said they wanted to do a special kind of training, they got 125,000 certified trainers out there. They could pick who they want to be in charge of it without getting out there. You do not, small unit tactics in the civilian world don't work unless you're in a small unit. They don't work. You can't do fire and maneuver by yourself. You can use cover, but fire and maneuver is a different kind of thing altogether. Fire and maneuver is an aggressive tactic where you're moving up on somebody. Having a bunch of Navy SEALs who are very highly trained operators teaching mom and pop how to, you know, conceal carry is not a good idea. It's not a good idea. And that's the thing, that the whole setup of that is that none of this has been tested. Nobody knows how good their insurance program is going to work. Nobody knows who's going to answer the phone if you use their insurance. All we know is they want you to join. They did a couple things. They essentially, and the guy that we mentioned, by the way, Josh Powell, he personally went to USCCA and was personally shown the USCCA's business plan and their model. And they basically tried to copy it after they couldn't buy them. They were looking for a ready-made customer base. And they didn't, and I can tell you, they were all over the NRA event. But it's just one of those things. They didn't have to do that. They didn't have to go that route. They could have done, they've already got training. They could have gotten with some of their trainers, like Bob Boyler, and said, how can we enhance concealed carry training? How can we make it better? And, you know, having it for $850 a class, where these guys, they set their own prices. The NRA certified trainers set their own prices. There's some that probably charge more. There's some that probably charge a quarter of that. But they're all local. You don't have to travel to get to them. It's a mess. It's a gigantic mess. And we need a very powerful NRA. And the fact that they tried to get in there and tried to, they ripped off one business and they were going to try to steal another. And that was a money grab. That's a money grab. That's way beneath them. And that is, you know, if you want to talk about who it belongs to. I believe this is either due to inexperience or malfeasance or something nefarious, but it's going to be one of those. And it's all due to one guy. And no answers on how Mr. LaPierre feels about this. I haven't heard anything about Chris Cox looking at it and saying, well, you know, this isn't good. But am I disappointed they did that? Yes, I am disappointed they did that. I don't see any reason. It's sort of like being well, they're already the 800-pound gorilla. Anything they're going to try to do, they're going to be successful at because they have the membership base. Period. They already have a ready-made setup. There's a lot of things in industry that people are looking for, like email address lists. They've already got one of those. They don't have to pay anybody to do that. They don't have to pay, and they don't have to take anybody's business to do it either. They could have done it and been just gigantic. And the beauty of NRA Carry Guard, the one redeeming feature of NRA Carry Guard was for everybody out there who didn't know that kind of business existed, that kind of protection existed, if you had to use a gun, that was an eye-opener. If you didn't know what USCCA was, or CCW, say, for Second Call Defense, or Armed Civilians Defense League, or whatever they call it, and any of these things that are out there, the law shields, the various law shields that are out there, the Texas law shield, the U.S. law shield, all of them. Nobody knew that was there until NRA Carry Guard came out. So, and there's a lot of people that won't talk about that because of certain politics that are involved in it. But I just look at it and I just think it's a damn shame. You have an organization that had done so much good fumbling when they never even had to, it never had to even be a thing for them to do. I just don't know. I just don't know. But that's, Mr. Bollard, his article at Defensive Strategies, that was a really good article, and it dots the I's and crosses the T's. When we get back, MS-13 isn't afraid of Trump. They're not afraid of the police, but they are afraid of one group. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I thank my boss for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
When your stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair price, because it's time. Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Frog Lube first is a solvent. Clean everything with the solvent. Everything. Even if it's a polymer gun, clean it all with the solvent. It's not going to hurt anything. Then, wipe it down. Then lubricate it with the Extreme. All the metal parts get a wipe down with the Extreme. Then put your gun back together and you have successfully treated it against the environment. And that is a beautiful thing. Check them out at froglube.com. Now, the MS-13, they don't care about going to jail. They don't care about Trump. They don't even care about dying. But there's one thing that scares the hell out of this murderous Central American gang, and that is called La Sombra Negra. That is Spanish for the Black Shadow. La Sombra Negra is a mysterious paramilitary organization that is part death squad, part vigilante group, and dedicated to responding in extreme kind to MS-13's ruthlessness. MS-13 members captured by La Sombra Negra purportedly have been sexually tortured and dismembered before being dispatched with a bullet. Their bodies left to be discovered by family or fellow gang members. La Sombra Negra is believed to be made up of police and military members and is not active in the U.S., where here Trump and Attorney General Sessions have declared war on MS-13. But they have proven a major deterrent to their activities in their homeland. La Sombra Negra first emerged in the early 1990s in the aftermath of El Salvador's brutal civil war and has since periodically resurfaced over the last decade to strike fear in the hearts of gang members. The most recent reemergence started in 2014 when Sombra Negra graffiti started popping up around the country and an anti-gang Facebook page allegedly linked to the group appeared online. And then came the dead bodies. In January 2014, a group of armed men dressed in dark uniforms and carrying M4 assault rifles entered a home near the colonial-era town of Sushito, where seven gang members were watching a movie, and opened fire. Three were able to get away. Four others were beaten and left with a La Sombra Negra signature, a bullet to the head. Most of the victims were blindfolded, their hands or thumbs tied behind their backs, and they had received a coup de grace shot to the base of the skull at close range by weapons such as assault rifles and machine guns, according to a U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services report on the group's tactics. A few days later, flyers began to appear in towns across El Salvador signed by La Sombra Negra that warned of a list of names of gang members and adding that nothing will stop us. By spring of 2014, human rights officials in El Salvador identified 10 homicide cases, where gang members were killed as being connected to La Sombra Negra. Their heightened publicity seems to empower them as a sort of Robin Hood to continue their social cleansing. Last March, members of La Sombra Negra, dressed in black face masks and uniforms, allegedly drove into the small rural town of San Antonio Silver and forced four well-known gang members into the back of a pickup truck. They then drove to a nearby soccer field where they executed the gangsters at point-blank range. Salvadoran police officials have tried to downplay the reemergence of La Sombra Negra, claiming that the spate of murders is the work of rival gangs, but the legend of the vigilante death squad is once again taking hold in one of the world's most deadly countries. Guillermo Gallegos is the current head of El Salvador's National Assembly, and he told La Prensa Gráfica, "Morally, I support this type of expression because people are tired of the wave of delinquency. Just like MS-13, who now operate in other countries in Central America, La Sombra Negra has apparently gone international, with reports of the group pulling people off local buses in Guatemala to carry out their cleansings. The fear the group has instilled in MS-13 has become so pronounced that gang members have been covering or removing their infamous tattoos. They've been cutting down on using gang signs and in some extreme cases asking judges in the U.S. to grant them asylum because they fear for their lives if they return to their home country. To make matters worse for MS-13 and other street gangs in the region, La Sombra Negra appears to have influenced copycat groups who have now adopted their violent tactic for combating crime. There's a death squad called Los Exterminio, and they are responsible for at least 40 murders of gang members in 2016, including the execution-style massacre of seven MS-13 members along a country road in El Salvador. El Salvador's Attorney General Douglas Melendez noted that once groups like La Sombra Negra and Los Exterminio carry out their deeds, the violence in a region does go down. But he added it is still up to the police and courts to dispense justice. He told the local Salvadoran media, and this is a thing. This reminds me of something. He said, after the killings at Los Exterminio were doing, things have been quiet.
It is the judges, the police, and prosecutor who must apply the law, not extrajudicial groups, because in the area, gang members are killed, but so are people who are not. We're not going to allow our country to become the old West. That sounds almost like that movie Death Wish. The Charles Bronson movie where they caught him. You know, they catch him in that movie. They catch him with his gun. And they let him go. They just tell him to go away. Because while he has wrested the rule of law and become, you know, everything's about street justice now, it has gotten quieter, and the criminals are pulling back because they don't know who might shoot them. When this guy pointed out that with Los Exterminio, after they committed those murders, everything got quiet, he was basically saying, that's okay with me, just keep on doing it. This reminds me also in Mexico of the Autodefensas, the vigilante groups that spread jumped out and started going after the cartels, who had to fight both the cartels and the government. So, this is what happens in countries like El Salvador, where there is no rule of law that you can actually see with any sort of palatable, sort of pattern happening, stopping crime, solving crime, preventing crime, deterring crime. When that happens, then you're going to have a La Sombra Negra jump up. And when somebody sees how successful they are and what you get out of it, then you're going to see other groups jump up. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue Bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump Bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
Your logo is your brand, your reputation. It's your most valuable asset. So what's the best thing to do with it? Give it away. When the experts at 4imprint put your logo on the right promotional products, giving those items away can make a lasting impression, empower your brand, and attract new customers. In fact, we'll prove it by revealing the top 3 promotional items for driving new customers absolutely free. Simply text the keyword ACT88 to 642642. We don't just print your logo. We're here to help you every step of the way. The 4imprint team can make your logo shine on your choice of thousands of promotional items, all delivered on time at great prices with free art assistance and outstanding customer service that's second to none. Want to turn your logo into profit? Give it away. Discover the top 3 promotional items for driving new customers absolutely free by texting ACT88 to 642642. That's ACT88 to 642642.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Last time on the firing line.
Through the night, through the dawn.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
It does just work. If you do it right, if you employ your Frog Lube IQ, that means pulling the gun apart, dropping it all into some solvent, letting it sit, wipe it down. Cover all of your metal pieces in the extreme, wipe it down, put it back together, wipe it down, load it, go use it. Your Frog Lube IQ is increased. Your guns are just going to work. Check them out, froglube.com. The so-called progressive left, they're trying to become more and more domineering, and they're actually becoming quite hysterical. Because they're attempting to control what the rest of us see and hear and read. They have a quest to manipulate what we think, what we learn. And they are resorting to ridiculous tactics, despotic and sometimes violent. They're out of the closet. They're completely out of the closet with regard to the First Amendment. They want it expunged from the Constitution. And the latest in their little bag of tricks is that speech that offends them constitutes violence. Enter Lisa Feldman Barrett. You know, I never used to go by 3 names back in the 70s and the 80s when I was a kid. I guess that's a new thing. Anyway, she wrote recently in the New York Times that speech that she opposes, and that would be any speech defending conservative principles, causes stress, which causes grievous psychological harm. That little ditty is a pitiful way of defending those students at Middlebury College who rioted when Charles Murray came to their campus to speak, during which time the professor who invited him was injured. She uses a lot of bloviating academic blather to defend her untenable position. She pretends to champion open debate, but concludes by calling talks from a speaker like Milo Yiannopoulos a campaign of abuse. Too much to bear for the college snowflakes. Now, Milo may say some things that you wouldn't want to take your children to hear, but you're not, they're not going to be brain damaged by hearing him speak. Barrett sees scholarship like Murray's as repugnant and offensive, but not violent. But still, it is impossible to misunderstand her view that conservative speakers who challenge the leftist dogma should not be allowed to be heard. Her argument that words can be psychologically damaging would ring true if she were discussing the verbal abuse visited on the spouses and children of personality disorder persons, or on children bullied over a long period of time at school. But her contention that the words of conservative speakers equal violence is absolute junk. If speech were soul-destroying violence, the founders would never have made it to the signing of the Constitution. They would have all been killed by the words of those who had opposed them since 1776. But wait, there's more. Even more ridiculous than Barrett's speech can be violent theory is the case of artist Dana Schutz, whose best-known work is a painting, Open Casket, a portrait of the young black American Emmett Till, who was murdered in 1955. David Marcus wrote about that little bit of balderdash at The Federalist. Last week at the Institute for Contemporary Art in Boston, social justice warriors protested the exhibition of Schutz's works because she is white. It was the lie of a white woman that led to Till's death, so no white woman should be allowed to memorialize it. Schutz must be contaminated by the racism that caused the murder. Now, these progressive tyrants want to dictate who can and who cannot create art. The ICA capitulated, and the painting was absent from the exhibition. Perhaps the most bizarre protest by the leftists is the drive to prevent Dennis Prager, a well-known conservative radio host, founder of Prager University and music lover, from conducting the Santa Monica Symphony Orchestra at Disney Hall in Los Angeles this coming August the 16th. The members of that orchestra mounted a campaign to have Prager disinvited. Now we're talking about the arts. Do you remember when we used to just, when we were all waiting for the Soviets to blow us up, but we couldn't wait for one of their ballet dancers to defect so we could get all the benefit of that Bolshoi greatness, that Marinsky ballet greatness? No longer are the arts the bridge to humanity. The members of that orchestra are also college professors. Who else but a university professor would be so tolerant? And the former mayor of Santa Monica made it clear he would not be attending a concert featuring a bigoted hate monger. Wonder what they would say about me. Prager wrote, "This is a new low for the illiberal left. It is not enough to prevent conservatives from speaking. It is now necessary to prevent them from appearing even when not speaking." So far, the board of directors of that event has defied the protest. Dennis Prager may be a lot of things, but the last thing that he would be is a bigoted hate monger. And I like his term, illiberal. They are the ones who are the real bigots. They are the ones that hate monger. So from Barrett's opposition to anyone hearing Milo Yiannopoulos, to those objecting to Dana Schutz's arts, to the idiots protesting Dennis Prager conducting a part of a concert at Disney Hall, there is no American civil society now. Excuse me. You leftists are the fascists and the totalitarians and the autocratic and the despotic. Freedom of speech is a part of the First Amendment for a good reason. The founders knew that it was and would remain an inviolable aspect of individual liberty and human freedom. Those of you that may find yourselves on the repressive left, you need to be ignored, if not to be mocked. Your small-mindedness defies logic. And your prejudice is obscene and destructive. And right behind the First Amendment is the Second Amendment. And I understand why you don't want there to be one. I understand why all of you who think you're so cosmopolitan like Jim Acosta, who, you know, he made his argument today based upon a poem that was mounted after Statue of Liberty was put out there in at Ellis Island, right outside of Ellis Island. Your small-mindedness is incredible. You're not going to win. The unique American thing about us is that we will fight you if that's what it comes to. The only ones being civil right now are the ones that can cause the most harm. You're causing harm without a doubt. But, you don't really know what kind of pond you're paddling around in. We'll be back in 21 hours, and between now and then, I want you to remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it is always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia Berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.